Oh, we gotta let this ride. We gotta let this one ride. If I had some skates, I'd put them bitches on and start rolling. Man, I need to bring the Jerry Curl back with this motherfucker right here. This is it.
My darling, sweet baby, you know you drive me crazy.
I gotta let this ride.
I'm one so special.
That's the Controllers from Birmingham. They're from Birmingham. They used to bump this back in the day.
You're so fine. Baby, please stay.
I just gotta let this ride just for a second. I'm vibing off of it, family. I'm vibing off of it.
Oh, you're all I need.
Oh.
Oh. Keep my body burning.
Oh, man. What's going on, family? Welcome back. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I'm your host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. I'm glad to have y'all tuning in, family. We're going to chop up some real good game tonight. We're going to get on some deep game tonight. I want y'all to get your pens and paper because I'm going to recommend some books because we're going to talk about some deep stuff. But I got to vibe off this for one second. One more verse. Hold on.
I have no desire.
This is the shit right here. All right, anyway, let me stop vibing. Look, we got to get to a commercial break, family. Let's do a real quick commercial break. And I mean, it's going to be real quick. It's not going to be long at all, man. So y'all hold tight, man. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Master the game and join dating and life coach Mr. Locario live in New York City on Saturday, March 25th in Times Square for the Bad Boy Seminar. Mr. Locario has some exclusive realistic approaches to the dating game that will help you be successful with women. Purchase your tickets at MrLocario.com. Space is extremely limited, so pick up your tickets today at MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
What's up, family? You need to check out the brand new website called AshKicking.com. Now, that is a black-owned business that sells fragrance products. It has unique incense burners, scented candles, incense sticks, and health and beauty products. They have body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, the whole nine yards. It's 2017. There is no reason for any of y'all to be crispy and ashy out here in these streets. Go to ashkicking.com. That's AshKicking.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at MoorishKingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. Okay, with the damn technical difficulties. We're here. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I'm glad to have everybody tuning in. What's going on with you, family? It's a beautiful afternoon, and I'm ready to chop up some real good game with everybody out there. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Hey, y'all, we got the brand new 1804 Haiti t-shirts that's available right now. A lot of people, I've been rocking the t-shirts on my social media. You can get the 1804 t-shirts right now at 1804movie.com. They've been selling like hotcakes. We put them on sale a couple of days ago, and them things are just flying off the shelves. I've been wearing them in some of my photos. We had Claudia Jordan, the lovely, lovely, lovely Claudia Jordan on Ism Radio. What day was that? Tuesday. I almost said yesterday, but today is not Wednesday. We had her on Tuesday, the lovely. She was great on the show. Everybody loved the interview. She was 100% real. She's very funny. Lovely sister. Claudia Jordan was wonderful. She was on Ism Radio. You can check that out at IZMradio.com. And you can also see the interview on my Tariq Live page. Everybody should be following me and subscribing to my Tariq Live YouTube channel where you can see all that stuff. And I had on my 1804 Haiti shirt and people were wondering where could they get the shirt. So you can get the shirt at 1804movie.com, ladies and gentlemen. And we're still working on the 1804 movie as we speak. I'm interviewing some people tomorrow. I basically just got all my insurance information straight for the filming locations out here. It's a lot of paperwork and red tape you got to go through. A lot of stuff, but we pretty much got all that covered so we can start doing the reenactment scenes. That's the more difficult thing. We pretty much wrapped up on all of the interviews of all the people that we're going to have in it. Now I'm getting into the hard part, which are the reenactment scenes. So that's going to be fun. It's hard, but fun. I'm not complaining. That's just the nature of the business. But again, get the shirts, man. Show your love for good quality clothing at 1804movie.com. And don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of folks are calling. Let me see who's on the phone. A lot of people calling right now. What's up? Who's calling?
My yep. man.
Hey.
This is Tariq Nasheed. Hey, it's AJ out here in Dallas, Texas, by way of Miami Beach. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's going on with you, AJ?
Well, real quick, I just want to let you know that since college, I'm talking about the energy on ISM yesterday was so real.
Oh, yeah.
So good. It took me all the way back to Mac lessons in college, man.
Yes, indeed.
So kudos to the maestro on that one, my dude.
Much respect, brother.
Just a quick question. I'm going to keep it pushing. I'm a firm believer in power couples. So something caught me off guard. So my question to you is, at what point should a young man make the concession for the female he's talking to make that move with her? Because I never pictured it that way. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you got to make sure that she's 100% cooperative and that she's down to upgrade and ride with you. See, a lot of guys got to make sure that you got somebody who's a rider. You shouldn't just be in love with the idea of being in a relationship or even a marriage. You got to make sure that you're with the person who you can share that idea with, because you project your idea on the wrong person. That's why niggas end up in divorce court with all types of child support payments and shit. So you got to make sure that you got a real team player and a business partner, because that's what relationships and marriages are. That's going to be your business
sir.
Partner. So you make sure make sure that person is down to handle business, because after all the novelty of all the freaky sex and all the ass licking and ball sucking, all that, the novelty wears off. There's some business that needs to be handled. Can they handle business? Can they help out with the kids? Are you thorough enough to help out with the kids and handle the household and lead the household? So you got to look within to see if you got what it takes to be the head of a household. Can you hold it down for not only one person, but potentially several people? So there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of dotting of the I's and crossing of the T's that you have to look at. You feel me?
Yes, sir. My man, I appreciate you taking my call. Keep holding it down for our people, man.
Much respect, brother. Thank you so much. Now let's get into some game. I don't want to get too many calls. I like calls like that. That's player shit. That was a player who called up. Right to the point. You dig? I want the brothers to go back to that. We got a lot of cats who call up and it's all over the place. First of all, niggas don't know how to talk. Hey, Tariq, hello? Hello? This Tariq, hello? Hello? The phone be all fucked up, hello? Oh, yeah, man. I'm in Tallahassee, and I want to know, hello? Can you hear me? Hello? I mean, it takes a million years to get the shit out. Man. But you know what I want to talk about today? Let's get right into it. I want to get right into the game today. I want to talk about the Camp of Saints. That's the title of today's show. Now, some people are like, what the hell is the Camp of Saints? The Camp of Saints, that's a phrase that white supremacist suspect Steve Bannon, and some people say he's not a suspect. Steve Bannon is Donald Trump's right-hand man. And I'm saying white supremacist suspect just for the sake of codification. But again, many people, even white people, have said this guy's a white supremacist. Now, Steve Bannon, he's Donald Trump's right-hand man. And I want to show you how white supremacists and the white supremacist suspects, how they talk in codes. I want to talk about how they send out codes to each other. They're very big on sending out codes to each other. And we got to understand the codes that they send to each other. I'm going to play a clip. The Huffington Post compiled a number of clips of Steve Bannon referencing this term, the Camp of Saints. Let me play this real quickly. Listen to this.
This situation in Syria just didn't pop up last week. You can't say it any other way. It's been almost a Camp of the Saints type invasion. Really, it's not a migration. It's really an invasion. I call it the Camp of the Saints.
Off of the apocalyptic novel written in France back in the 1970s that people said was racist and nativist. I mean, this is Camp of the Saints, isn't it?
This kind of global Camp of the Saints.
We are in an outright war against jihadist Islamic fascism.
What we call this Muslim invasion of Europe.
I don't know how you call it any other thing, but a Muslim invasion.
This thing just didn't happen by happenstance. These are not war refugees. It's something much more insidious going on. There's something deeper when they see the potential civilizational jihad as personified by this migrant crisis.
There's clearly a fifth column here in the United States that needs to be dealt with. Don't we have a problem? We've looked the other way on this legal immigration that's kind of overwhelmed the country. When you look and it's got 61 million 20% of the country is immigrants.
Right. Yeah, no,
is that not a massive problem? We just got to figure out who is here. There's at least some portion of quote unquote Muslims that are, you know, if not radicalized.
Okay. But you notice, okay, that's him. He was talking about Camp of the Saints. He kept saying Camp of the Saints over and over again in different interviews. He kept saying this in several different interviews. Camp of the Saints, Camp of the Saints, Camp of the Saints. He kept saying this. And there's a reason why he kept saying this. There's a reason why. See, that Camp of the Saints thing, that's a popular book among white supremacist groups, especially on websites like Stormfront. You got to understand, websites like Stormfront, they put out all of this white supremacist propaganda. And they put this propaganda out. And they codify the language. And they use dog whistle language. Now, Camp of the Saints, he kept making this Camp of the Saints reference because this is a book that was written in 1973. The name of the book is A Chilling Novel About the End of the White World, The Camp of the Saints. It was written in French. They translated it to English later, but it was written in 1973. Now, understand this. In the 1970s, directly after the 1960s, remember, the 1960s, black people were giving the white supremacists hell. They didn't know what to do. In the 1970s, that was a time for the white supremacists to refine their white supremacist practices. And understand, the white supremacists, they will wait 20 years, 30 years, 40 years to plan their agenda. They know how to play chess. They will think years, not years, but decades ahead. This is why I respect Dr. Welsing, Dr. Neely Fuller, Mr. Neely Fuller, because he was plotting years ahead when he was writing his book. He knew the game. And other people like that. But in the 70s, there were a lot of books that had this theme about rounding up black people or rounding up non-white people, this race war thing. The 1970s, this is when we saw the rise of the modern conservative age, where they had to come up with new ways to criminalize black folks using codified language. So this book, Camp of the Saints, why does Steve Bannon keep referencing this book? This book is about a group of Indians, a bunch of Indian immigrants, East Indian. When I say Indian, I'm talking about East Indian. A bunch of East Indian immigrants according to this novel, and that's another thing, they write these codes in the form of novels so that they can put them out like that. But this book, Camp of the Saints, it talks about East Indian immigrants taking boats over to France because there's some kind of civil war in India. And it's the they classify them as a bunch of criminals, and they really criminalized East Indians. And they make it seem like the East Indians are coming over there to take over France and in white genetics and all this stuff. So the solution, according to this book, is to kill all 800,000 East Indians and other brown people. This book is about genocide. This is the book about genocide. It's about killing all the people. That's their solution. They're coming up with ways to commit mass genocide and kill all of the immigrants that are coming over there, the East Indians. And this is another thing. And the reason I'm bringing up that book, because it not only talks about East Indians, it talks about black people and brown people in general. So, because my thing is, I'm still letting other people hold their nuts. Because, see, a lot of these East Indians, they're getting at work, too. There was a couple of East Indians shot by a white supremacist out here in, I think, Kansas somewhere a couple of weeks ago. You know, Trump has radicalized all the white supremacists around the nation. These white supremacists are very radicalized, all the random ones. And they're targeting East Indians because they think that they're Muslims. They're targeting all these brown, Pakistani, and East Indian people. And now people are looking to the black community like, hey, can y'all join us with the march? No. Because, see, the thing is, y'all have people like Gandhi, who y'all never denounced, who was a damn racist himself. You know, people do not like to point out Gandhi's racism, his anti-black rhetoric. Also, there's another wannabe white supremacist, East Indian, Dinesh D'Souza, who's a white ass kisser. As Dr. John Henry Clark would say, a professional white ass kisser. Who shits on black people every chance he get. Nobody in the East Indian community has ever denounced Dinesh D'Souza. He's written several books throwing black society under the bus. So family in those other communities, please hold your nuts and get out my face. Hold your nuts. But the point is about this book again with Steve Bannon. Notice about Trump. He has all these people around him, and they have a common denominator. And that common denominator is mass black genocide. I mean, look at Donald Trump's history. I mean, Donald Trump has had a history of discrimination against black people. Some of his wives said that he has the book Mein Kampf by Hitler. He would read that book frequently. And now he has a suspected white supremacist. Some people say a full-blown white supremacist, Steve Bannon, quoting books about brown genocide. And also remember, in the 1970s, you had books like The Turner Diaries. I've mentioned that before. That was written by a white supremacist. He wrote it under a pseudonym. He wrote it under a pen name. In the Turner Diaries, that's another book that was about a race war against black people. And understand, these books are little code word instruction books for these white supremacists. They act out the shit in these books, family. The Turner Diaries, that's another one where they acted the shit out. So many things from the Turner Diary came true, like the Oklahoma City bombing. In the book, The Turner Diary, they talked about fighting against the federal government by blowing up buildings and how to do it, getting trucks and putting bombs in trucks. And Timothy McVeigh, the white supremacist, he had a copy of the Turner Diaries when they caught him. So they're using these books as guides. In this book, Camp of the Saints, it talked about the immigrant. They kept using immigrants. We're going to harm all these people under the guise of immigrants. So we got to understand that these white supremacists are on code right now, and they're acting out all of the things that's in these books. And there's another book. There's a lot of books like this. There's another book that I want y'all to look up right now, family, by this white supremacist author. This book came out in 2014. There's a book called Victoria, the Fourth Generation War. I want y'all to look that book up. As a matter of fact, I want y'all to Google right now. Google that book right now. The book just came out. It's a somewhat of an obscure book, but it's a book that's popular among white supremacists. The pseudonym, the pen name is Thomas Hobbes, but that's not the name of the author. That's not his real name. Again, a lot of these white supremacists write things under pen names. The book is available on Amazon. It's called Victoria, a novel of the Fourth Generation War, written by Thomas Hobbes. But that's not the guy who wrote the book. The guy who wrote the book is a guy named William S. Lind. His last name is L-I-N-D. William S. Lind. I want y'all to Google what I'm saying right now. Google his name and do an image search of Google, of William S. Lind, L-I-N-D. Do an image search, and there's a picture of him and Donald Trump. There's a picture of this guy, William S. Lind, and Donald Trump. He writes for these so-called conservative websites, but they're really white supremacist websites under the guise of conservatism. So there's actually a photo of this guy, William S. Lind, with Donald Trump. And this book, Victoria, Fourth Generation War, this book is basically about another race war. Basically, they use all of these trick terms in the book. And this is why we gotta not fall for the code words the white supremacists use. They'll use, well, we're anti-Marxist, we're anti-communism, we're anti-Islamic. They use all these bullshit ass terms, but when you dig deep into their books, you'll see the real agenda, the anti-black rhetoric. Because I'm going to read a quote, some of the information in William S. Lind's book. This guy who has photographs with Donald Trump, and he, who writes for these conservative websites, and he's down with these conservative think tanks and all of these people. His book is basically about a white militia group sometime in the near future who link up with black church groups in order to round up black people and put them on plantations. Let me say that again. This book, Fourth Generation War, Victoria, this is about these white supremacist militant groups. And even Turner Diary, that's another one that's about these white militia groups. See, that whole white militia movement thing. That white militia theme. That's why I always tell people, y'all got to watch out not just for the race soldiers, but these militia groups. That's who you got to watch out for, too. Black folks got to be ready for that. But this book, I want to read some stuff from this book. It's about, again, these white militia groups teaming up with black churches to round up black society and put them on plantations. Let me read an excerpt of the book. Let me read Victoria, chapter 27. This is a quote. Well, this is something from the book. It says, "Sir, let me put it to you straight." And this is supposed to be a person from a black organization talking to one of the white militia leaders. He says, "Sir, the biggest problem I see facing the black community is bad blacks. Now, you know, we have a lot of good black people. You saw that in the Corps and in the Battle of the Housing Project. Everybody saw it in Newark. But the problem is, in most places, it isn't the good black people who run the black community. It's the bad blacks. It's the gang leaders and the drug dealers and the drug users. It's the muggers, the carjackers, and the burglars. It's the pimps and the prostitutes, the beggars and the plain old bums. It's people who just won't work for an honest living. Sir, you and I know that the Northern Confederation, now that's the name of the United States now. They turned it into the Northern Confederation. They toppled the government, so now they've created the Northern Confederation. You see, because that's what I always talk about, these militia groups talking about toppling the government. Why do they want to topple the government? So they can have their way with black society. So in this book, they've toppled the federal government. They've created the Northern Confederation. Notice that Confederate shit. All that Confederate shit that they've been wanting to get back on. They want to finish the Confederate War. But let me finish reading what it says. And again, this character written by a white person, this is a character, a black character, a black church member in this book. And by the way, the name of the organization in this book is called CORN. The black organization is called CORN. Now, y'all remember on Fox News some years ago, they were talking about ACORN all the time. It was always this black organization. Fox News kept talking about ACORN, making it seem like ACORN was some kind of big, powerful, respectable black organization. So the name of this organization is called CORN. Do you know what CORN means in this book? The Council of Responsible Negroes. This is a white dude wrote this bullshit. So CORN, the Council of Responsible Negroes, this is them talking to the white supremacist leaders now. So it says, sir, you and I know the Northern Confederation, they're not going to live with this. It's not the old United States. The Northern Confederation is for people who want to live right by the old rules. They won't tolerate having little pieces of Africa all over the place, and they shouldn't. Africa is a mess. I'm thankful for that slave ship that brought my ancestors over here. Otherwise, I'd be living in Africa, and I don't think there's a worse place on earth. This is a white guy write this bullshit. I mean, this is motherfucker who sat up and wrote this shit. This is how sick these fuckers are, dude. Let me finish reading it. This is the CORN member talking to the white supremacists. Sir, I'm not talking to you just on my own account. I've been speaking with a lot of folks back in Boston, in the churches. We don't want to go on living like we have, surrounded by crime, by drugs, noise, and dirt. We know that if we don't clean up our own act, the white folks in the Confederation are going to clean it up for us. This was written in a book in 2014. That was written in a book in 2014. Now, you know who that sounds like.
I'm going to try to throw it in. I was recently contacted by some of the top gang thugs in Chicago for a sit down. They reached out to me because they associated me with you. They respect you. They believe in what you're doing. And they want to have a sit down about lowering that body count. So in a couple of weeks, I'm going in to Chicago.
I know it's a great idea because Chicago is totally out of control.
Well, I let them know. I said, we got to lower that body count. We don't want to talk about anything else. Get that body count down. And they agreed that the principals, they can do it. These are guys straight from the streets. No politicians. Straight street guys. But they're going to commit that if they lower their body count, we'll come in and we'll do some social programs. So they're in agreement.
Well, if they're not going to solve the problem, and what you're doing is the right thing, then we're going to solve the problem for them because we're going to have to do something about Chicago.
You see that? That's where Trump got that from, family. I told y'all that this bullshit that Trump and those niggas did, those coons, Omarosa and Daryl Scott, I told you that shit was scripted. It was completely scripted. That's where they got it from. They got that conversation that they had on Fox News and CNN, they got it from that book. That shit is almost word for word in a book that was written in 2014 by this white supremacist William Lind. That's the same conversation. That's where they got that from, family. I want y'all to go research this. That shit is in a book that was written in 2014, and the guy is standing up here with pictures of Trump. He's the author of this book that I'm reading from, has pictures of him and Trump. So this guy, his book is influencing Trump, it seems. And understand that these Negroes, like Ben Carson, a lot of folks have been getting on Ben Carson's ass because Ben Carson said some coon shit. This is why, you know this family, they want to harm brown people and black people under the guise of immigration, of immigrants. See, this is why they're so hell-bent on labeling us immigrants. Black people in America, we are the only non-immigrants. We're not immigrants at all. We're the only non-immigrants, but do you notice they keep going out of their way to try to tie us in with immigrants? This is why the head coon in charge, Ben Carson, got on TV. He did a speech talking about, well, blacks came over here in the slave ships as immigrants. And people were like, what the fuck are you talking about? And, you know, they came over here and worked for, you know, work for less. Like, nigga, less? You mean nothing? And people were looking at him like he was stupid. Ben Carson is not stupid. This nigga's a fucking brain surgeon. He is not stupid by a long shot. He's just reading the script that Bannon and all the other white supremacists are giving him. They're putting their coons out there to press this black immigration narrative. The black immigrant. Black slavery, that's really a form of immigration. So when they start tackling and harming immigrants, we can be included in that immigration bullshit. Understand the chess moves these white supremacists are playing now. Understand the chess moves that they're playing. In this book, again, let me read some more stuff from this book. And I want y'all to check this book out. These white supremacists are devious, man. Here's another quote. Hold on. In this book, it says, we must take strong measures, painful measures, to rebuild Negro society. We'll be prepared to do that, and we will do it for ourselves if you let us. Here's our proposal. And this is what they're talking about doing to black folks. This is in this book. Here's our proposal. First, we'll put an end to black crime. Any Negro who commits a crime involving violence or threats of violence or breaks into a home or business or steal a car, we will hang. Any Negro accused of such crime will be tried within 48 hours. The jury will be picked from residents on the street where the crime was committed. The trial will be in over 24 hours, and the sentence will be carried out within 3 days. We'll build gallows in every park. So they're talking about hanging black folks for any infraction. Then it goes on to say, not only will we hang every drug dealer, we will hang every hard drug user. Anyone who fails the test will be dragged to the nearest gallows and hanged. Third, we will make certain no more Negro children grow up in cities. Cities have always provided a rich soil for vices of every kind. The other reforms we have proposed will help, but the city will never be as healthy physically or morally as the countryside. Therefore, any Negro family that has a want children will be resettled on a farm. Our states have vast amounts of land that are used to be farmed, but now lies fallow. World prices for food are rising. Life on a small farm will not make Negroes rich in money, but it will give them rich lives. We will buy the farmland we need for rural resettlement. We will pay for it by sharecropping. So basically, this book is trying to talk about putting black people on, quote, farms so they can sharecrop. That's called slavery. Y'all remember Clive and Bundy was saying this same type shit? These white militia groups, after they conquer the federal government, then it's like, okay, well, let's do something with these black folks. When Clive and Bundy, when they shut down the federal government up there in Nevada, when Clive and Bundy and those people shut down the federal government, that was a major victory for that white supremacist movement, because that's what Clive and Bundy and his group, that's what they are, white supremacists. So they shut down the federal government from coming into their land. and he's taking his little victory lap. He got his chest poked out. And then all of a sudden, he was like, okay, now about the Negro. And people were like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? Just randomly out the blue, he started talking about the Negro using those terms. And he was talking about, well, you know, I saw a group of Negroes sitting on a porch, and I'm like, wouldn't they be better on the plantation? I mean, what, a plantation wasn't that bad. Now, was it? I mean, the families were together. They talk about this stuff in real life, and they put it in novel form and distribute it among each other. But that's what gentrification is. This is what the gentrification thing is all about. And they're trying to rationalize it by saying, well, black folks don't do good in the city. We need to put you back on farms or prison farms. So we got to understand what these white supremacists are up to. Black folks, you got to start being prepared. This is why black folks need to practice their Second Amendment rights. Black folks need to be physically trained. We got to know how to start growing food and holding on to food and getting stored food, because these white supremacists are right in the middle of an ethnic cleansing. They're right in the middle of it now. All of these books that they've been writing decades ago, they've been waiting for this day now. And they're carrying out this stuff word for word. I mean, it's not even conjecture. They're doing this shit word for word in these damn books that they've written decades ago and years ago. So everybody get your Second Amendment game up. Get your training together. Get your food up. I'm not trying to scare folks, but the thing is, we just got to start being psychologically prepared, especially for these crazy militias, these white supremacist vigilantes. You got a God-given right to protect yourself from these white supremacist terrorists that are sitting around plotting and planning with their books and their little code words to harm you and harm your family. You got a God-given right to protect yourself. And all that praying and shucking and jiving and buck dancing, all that shit ain't gonna cut it. All that begging and pleading, they don't care about that. They know that they're full of shit. They're using code words and propaganda. That's why I tell black folks, when you're dealing with the white supremacist, stop going out of your way to explain yourself to a damn white supremacist. When I deal with white supremacists, again, I always say I'm debating them to show black folks how full of shit they are. Because a lot of black folks don't know how to talk these motherfuckers down and point out them being full of shit. You understand? But these white supremacists, man, are getting on code heavy. We got to get on code heavy as melanoid people, family. Real talk. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Again, man, go to 1804movie.com. Get your shirts. We got the 1804 t-shirts available right now. Again, get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Definitely get that. Y'all need to be having study groups with the Hidden Colors films. That's one thing that's going to help get your mind in a codified fashion. It's real important that we start getting on code, because these white supremacists are getting on code, family. You dig? Anyway, man, I'm going to see you guys this Sunday on Ustream, ladies and gentlemen. And again, man, thanks for everybody tuning in to Ism Radio.